In 1998, Andrew Wakefield, a British doctor, published a paper linking the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, better known as MMR, with the appearance of autism and bowel disease. After the publication of the paper, many researchers tried to replicate Wakefield's findings, but were completely unsuccessful. Still, it was too late. The damage had been done. Wakefield's paper led to a growing movement of parents refusing to vaccinate their children, either according to the prescribed schedule as recommended by doctors, or in some cases refusing vaccination altogether. How do vaccines work? The effect is both individual and societal. On the individual level, the vaccine trains the human immune system to recognize a specific invader. So, in the case of an attempted infection, the body will make short work of the microbes trying to take hold in its cells. On the societal level, we have herd immunity. Not everyone can be vaccinated or responds well to vaccines. Being surrounded by many people who are, however, protects the vulnerable individuals, as the vaccinated people will provide a buffer against the disease. The long-term effects of Wakefield's paper have been to break or severely damage herd immunity. Diseases that were once on the brink of eradication are making a comeback, as can be seen in the many measles outbreaks in affluent first world areas. Ironically, it is the very effectiveness of the vaccines which has caused people to adhere to their anti-vaccine beliefs, forgetting how terrible the diseases we created vaccines for used to be. They prefer to let their child run the risk of contracting them, rather than run the remote chance of having their child become autistic, no matter how many times the link has been disproved. This does have a very selfish side too. By choosing not to vaccinate, anti-vaxxers are endangering herd immunity, as mentioned before, and putting at risk all those who cannot be vaccinated, either due to age or immune system issues.